Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame. And, if you want to listen to more of these little thingies that I'm about to spew out right now, you know where to go. Anchor.fm/Daniel the Flame. Click all the linkities to see what I springity. The fuck? But let's get down to brass tacks. As I sip my soda, I'm sure somebody spit in. I'm very perplexed because, if you haven't been living under the rock, then you know that the MCU has a new movie coming out soon, guys. Yippee-skippy. And no one could give less of a fuck because it's too little too late. They let critic review it way too fucking early. I literally put out a tweet about that because I was like, that was so fucking stupid. And I was like, nigga, it's weeks before the movie even comes out, and you guys are letting critics review it way too early. I think Disney assumed that they were just gonna all hop on board the female hype train, and that was just a bad idea. But I'm very confused because I don't know what I'm gonna get into looking at the Black Widow movie. I just assumed it'd be another cookie cutter Marvel movie just starring Black Widow, which again, I personally feel is too little too late, as this should have been the movie that was introduced in the middle of Infinity War and Endgame, because duh. But they just didn't, because, you know, Marvel's original plan, and stop me if you heard this one, they wanted Captain Marvel to be the front runner of the new Marvel and Avengers crew and all of that shit. And that ship sunk to the deepest parts of the ocean, as everybody hated that idea of a brand new upstart character jumping in on the bandwagon of the popular MCU franchise and immediately thrust upon the title of greatest superhero we've ever had, and with absolutely no type of character development, no type of struggle with power, hell, or even a redeeming character, or an actress that people even liked. A whole bunch of negatives that somehow Disney and Marvel assume would be positives, and it bit them in the ass, and then they were quick to try and scramble together some other train of thought, because obviously this franchise that was a money-making machine, they were going to put on the fast track into loser town. What? Hold on. Let me reread my script. The fast track to Loserville. Now you're cooking with gas, you hip cat. I don't have a script. But yeah, and it was just incredibly fucking idiotic. So what did they do? Well, let's dial back on Captain Marvel being what we wanted to be. Hell, even to the point where we're not going to give her a sequel anymore. We're going to give her the Marvels, just to slowly get rid of her. That way we can change her up with some other characters that might be more interesting, or other characters you might want to shell in, because that SJW is such a big deal with the Marvel community, because we all know how much comic book nerds love that SJW. But completely, totally, and fucking stupid. So what do? Well, we take Black Widow, a character who's been around for a long time, people enjoy, people like. I know I, for one, like looking at her, because damn, Scarlett Johansson got a nice ass. Like, do you see, you know, that black outline that they had for her walking up through her logo for the Black Widow movie? And I was like, oh, those are some hips right there, boy. Ooh, boy. It's like, just, oh, gee, man, give me 2.5 minutes. Maybe even 4. Make her want to marry a nigga. Damn. Oh, man, that is a beautiful, gorgeous woman. Just gorgeous. Like, damn, she fine. So, and it's like, okay, like, she got all that going for her. And, you know, she's actually a beloved character. A lot of people identify and recognize with her. Hell, she's a female Avenger. Know more about her than any other character that's ever been recognized as a female Avenger. Even the other Captain Marvels that they've had within the Avengers. Hell, even like her more than you like the Wasp, who has systematically been in 3 Marvel movies and has continued to be a bitch in all 3 Marvel movies. Well, Endgame doesn't count, but in all 3 Marvel movies. So a likable character who has been around for a good deal of time. And I don't give a fuck what any of the nerds say. I thought the love concept between her and Bruce Banner was a okay thing. It was not a bad thing, in my opinion, because it was something new and different. Yes, it, you know, it was like, yeah, of course, Banner and Betty and all that shit, whatever. But realistically, was that not a breath of fresh air with those characters? Was that not a cool concept with her falling in love with someone like Banner? How was that not endearing? Seriously, even when she gave the reasoning behind why she liked Banner, the fact that it wasn't because he can turn into the Hulk, it's because he was Banner. The reason behind him turning into the Hulk did not change his ego. It did not change who he was. It did not change what he wanted to be. He saw being a Hulk as a curse, even though everyone else considered it like the greatest gift from God, as he was the strongest Avenger. And he could give two shits what everyone else thought. And I loved it. And the fact that she was like, he says his corny jokes, he does nerd stuff, and that just hits all the right buttons for Black Widow. And realistically, why would you not appreciate that? If the movie itself did more to establish that, if they had him in her movie or something, yeah, this could have, I'm pretty sure they could have did a hell of a lot better with branching out and doing more with their relationship. Hell, I even like the fact that Endgame still gave some clarity to the fact that, you know, as close, like, they would still be kind of close and whatnot. Like, when all of them were sitting down with their heads looking up to the sky and, like, coming up with plans on what they should do or whatnot, and Banner was there, Black Widow was there, and then Captain America was there or whatever. Was it Captain America? I can't remember. But I believe it was him. And, you know, I was like, yeah, like, yeah, they are still close. They are all still friends and everything like that. But I actually did not mind the underlining romance story that they had in the second Avengers movie. I thought it was good. Thought it was nice. I did not mind it. But apparently, I'm in the minority, and I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm in the minority of people who don't like the third Spider-Man movie. I still think that's an okay movie. It's a 50-50 movie, by all means, yes. But it ain't god-awful. It's just, it has its bad moments. It has a lot of bad moments, but it has its bad moments. I mean, it's not like the fucking Star Wars movies, not by a long shot, but it is, it just has its moments. I mean, 50 is still failing, but goddamn it, it ain't a complete zero. I'll back that until the day I die. And then I love the Amazing Spider-Man 2 movie, which is just chef's kiss, almost perfect. They just fucked up on key elements because the director basically thought he saw a need that he needed to fill, and he's just too fucking stupid. Someone should have just shook him and was like, you do not need to worry about Peter Parker's parents. That is not a thing. Say it with me 5 times fast. Peter Parker parents don't matter. Peter Parker parents don't matter. Peter Parker parents don't matter. There you go. Live your dream, you silly bitch. Ah, that's so stupid. Every time they tackle that in the comics, they fuck up. Every time they tackle it in the TV shows, they fuck up. Every time they tackle it in the movies, they fuck up. Peter Parker parents don't matter. Say it with me now, people. Ring it through the heavens, and you will be able to do a perfect Spider-Man movie. Damn it. But I digress. I really thought and understood that, hey, them making a Black Widow movie would have been a phenomenal idea back when you knew her character wasn't dead. So bringing that shit up now is beyond stupid. I mean, how unimportant is her movie, knowing the fact that it ain't got shit to do with Endgame, it ain't got shit to do with her character still being dead, and none of the things that are going to pop up in this movie are even going to be remotely significant in anything that's going to happen. Anything that happens to her character prior. So again, fucking stupid. I mean, even if they try to do something with her sister later on in the movie, who cares? Who cares? I would be more prominent in actually trying to bring back Scarlett Johansson's character. Or, I mean, no matter what, the writing is on the wall that this movie should have came out in between Infinity War and Endgame. This should have been the movie that came out during that time. Captain Marvel could have survived as being something else, of like an origin story that explains her character showing up within Endgame and like just after Endgame or something like that. But the problem is, they wouldn't have been able to make $1 billion off of that shit show. So that's why they didn't do it. But I would have been more remiss to have pushed back Endgame a little bit just to, I mean, like, that movie was going to do what it did regardless. But if they were to show Captain Marvel and the Black Widow movie, bam, you would have been fine. Just two movies in the buffer in between Infinity War and Endgame. That wouldn't have been that big of a deal. It just seems like such a fuck up to have spaced this movie out so far for no particular reason. You have a character that you've built up throughout the entire series as her own thing. And then you decide to have your first female lead superhero movie akin and adjacent to Wonder Woman and everything, with a character that has been known and has been showcased throughout your movies, and you decide to go with a brand new bitch simply because the Wonder Woman movie blew you guys away and thinking that a female can carry the lead of a superhero film? I don't understand your logic. It is very stupid and it is very dumb. You guys do not have the star power DC has when it comes to characters. You just don't. I don't know why Kevin Feige believes this to be true. It's fucking dumb, but it is truth. You guys do not carry the same amount of power with your characters that DC has. DC has a plethora of characters that have been showcased and built up over the years to the point where if they were to come out with their own standalone movie, they will have a phenomenal amount of fans to want to go see their individual movies. Captain Marvel, I mean, Shazam. Had to take a drink. My mouth was getting all cotton mouthy. But Captain Marvel, the real one. Who else they made movies? I can't even fucking think. Captain Marvel, Flash, Cyborg, and whatnot. These characters have been around for years. There have been TV shows about these characters. There have been cartoons about these characters. There have been enough information about these characters to where if they came out, there is a big enough audience of people who go, I know them. Making a movie about the female Captain Marvel, you know, Marvel's female Captain Marvel, is fucking dumb. And it's like, who is this bitch? Who knows anything about her? She literally is new in terms of the comic books. And that's something that you guys have been ruining systematically for a long time. And there's already another discussion on exactly how the fuck you fucked that up, where people are now more interested in comic book characters than ever before. But when they go to the comics to look up more of these characters, they can't find them because you guys have fucked them over. I don't understand that, but that's what you did. It's very weird. Like, history is going to look back on this shit and be like, what the fuck were they thinking? And be like, I don't know. That mouse was trying to take over the world, and somehow this was a plan, and it was just dumb. It was like, it was a dumb way of going about that plan. It was a very dumb way of going about that plan. That's what they was trying to do. Then Viacom came in. They started shooting it. Fucked it up for everybody. Viacom and Marvin Gaye's ghosts came in and started tripping. Oh shit. But it makes absolutely no sense to not give Black Widow a movie before you killed her off throughout the series. It just doesn't make any type of sense to not even push back one of your biggest movies, knowing that motherfuckers was going to go see it anyway before. And I was like, you know, you could have waited a year or a couple of months after you released the movie. Before Rona, movie ticket sales were not something to be like, oh, you know, if we release this when this comes out, people are not going to want to see it. And it's like, not really. If you give it enough time in between, you're good. You would be good. I mean, you've done it before. Movies have done it before. There have been back-to-back blockbusters that have been killing the shit in movie ticket sales, and they've come out from different theaters and whatnot. I mean, if people want to see it, they will pay to see it. That's not a big deal, ass. But that's not the way how they looked at it. And it's like, you know, everything is business with them and whatnot, but still stupid. And it's like, dude, this is your biggest movie ever. It doesn't matter when you release it. Motherfuckers are going to go crazy to go see it. But what if they don't, though? They will. God damn it, you've had 10 years to build this shit up. And God, motherfucker, yes, they will go see it, but what if they don't? And it's like, oh my God, all right, just play the Black Widow movie and then you can do the Captain Marvel movie after. No, we want Captain Marvel to go first. It's like, ah, shit. But Captain, but then it's not going to make sense with the Black Widow movie because she's going to die in the Endgame movie. I don't care. We want Captain Marvel. Fuck. When you release Captain Marvel, it was a lucky break. And then you saw that with the goddamn Blu-ray and DVD sales, because you can look that shit up. And it's like, those things were terrible. The sales of the Blu-ray and DVD of Captain Marvel were fucking awful. And Disney got a first glimpse at like, yeah, we did not think that through thoroughly. And it was like, yeah, you put a shitty movie in between two of your biggest movies and nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. And you thought it was going to be the holy grail of shit. And then it's like, again, that's more shit that led on to that that misrepresentation that Kevin Feige has going on right now, where it's like, oh no, it did good in the movie theaters because it's just a Marvel movie. And it's like, no, motherfucker, there was levels to this shit. There's a reason that movie made $1 billion. There's a real good fucking reason why that movie made $1 billion. It didn't just do it. It's not like Aquaman, which has been a criticized superhero for years, but it still has been a recognized and identified superhero for years. So when his movie came out and it was everything people didn't think it would be, then it did phenomenally. This is not the same thing. This is not the same thing at all. This is a movie that you sandwiched in between your biggest movies under the guise of having a reputation of constantly making your movies seem and just imperative to the narrative of all your other movies. No matter what, everything within the MCU you had to see because it gave a hint to something else. So with Captain Marvel being the hint at the end of the last movie, Infinity War, everyone was led to believe that obviously the Captain Marvel movie was so fucking important that you just had to go see it. And then you saw it and you was like, this is a piece of shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And it contradicts a whole bunch of stuff because it's fucking stupid. And then you guys just was like, money, money, money. Obviously they loved it. And that's just so goddamn dumb. And then by doing that, you have literally ruined the narrative and concept and even the success of this upcoming movie, which I am very confused to watch because movie reviewers as well as journalists have their heads so far up their ass that I don't think they know what they're fighting for anymore. I just think they want to fight. And I'm scared because I don't want to be them, and I don't want to live in a world where they're given the A-okay to do what they do. That just scares the hell out of me. But you know what scares me even more? The fact that I'm purposely needing to give ad time. So here's a commercial for all you good folks. Oh, thank you for weathering through that. The entire time that you were gone listening to that ad, I was taking a shit. Yes. The length of the ad is how long it takes for me to take a shit. I'm proud of that accomplishment, and I hope that we all can strive to be that fast at doing that. Yeah, thank you. No, but seriously, getting to the journalistic side of what's going on with the Black Widow movie, and my very, very much huge concern is the fact that this movie was witnessed by basically a bunch of fucking journalists who all complained about different shit that did not seem logical in terms of a fucking Marvel movie. You know, and it was like some people talking about us being too woke. Some people were saying it's not woke enough. Some people were complaining about the fact that it's too little too late, which is understandable in that aspect. A lot of people were complaining about the aspect of there being an overarching threat or actually feeling that there's going to be some finite trouble for this character to deal with within this movie, which again, very understandable because movies and franchises matter, dumbass, and especially narratives. But yeah, like those are very, very well thought out and understandable problems. But the latter ones that I mentioned are the weird ones. This is technically the female Marvel movie that we should have gotten. If you think about it that way, in terms of its placement within the movie, yeah, you might not feel no actual threat being viable in order for you to feel, you know, anything going on with these characters or whatnot. But if you look at it towards where exactly it's supposed to fit in, I mean, for a new person jumping into the MCU, when you play these movies in their actual chronological order, how would they feel about the movie? No one decided to report on that aspect. No one decided to think on that length. You know, and it was like, can you clearly tell the parts that were done for reshoots? Can you see the overarching SJW moments that, the overarching SJW moments that they're supposed to have in this movie, which they definitely will because it is a female Marvel character. Come on, people. Let's not pretend like just because, you know, we would like to think, hope, and pray that they tone back on the shit and not do it. But they're gonna do the shit because they do it. They look like they won't do it. They gonna do it. I mean, even in the fucking trailer, when it showed a young Natasha, she had blue hair. And then it was like, what year was she supposed to be young in? And then at the same time, in what year before, what, the 2018, would it have been an appropriate hairstyle for a girl to be rocking a full blue? Like, get the fuck out of here. It was like, I'm supposed to believe like in the fucking 1980s or the 1970s or possibly 1990s at that someone's going to be rocking full-blown blue hair and that's a viable hairstyle for a girl? No. Especially a young girl? No. Not at all. Never in a thousand years would I possibly believe something like that. That's just fucking stupid. It's like believing that there will be intricate hair dye within the fucking 1910s or something like that. Like, no, get the fuck out of here. No, there was only the three: brunette, blonde, and red. That's it. That's all you got. That's all there was. That's all you got. There you go. So there's so much that this movie has questions for. You know, so many questions. Just way too many questions. And I'm concerned because it's one of those things where it's like, yo, just pick whatever fucking story you guys want to tell and print and then do that. Because it seems like, unlike every other Marvel movie that has come out before it, when Disney's able to pull in the reins on these reporters and reviewers and whatnot, they're able to get them to all fit the same narrative. But now it seems like a giant clusterfuck and no one knows what the fuck they're doing. And I'm also very much concerned because of the fact that you have so many people reporting and talking about the shit and like in terms of what the reviews are saying. I mean, they had Scarlett Johansson say some dumbass shit where it's like, man, actors need to learn to keep their mouth shut sometimes before movies come out. You do not chase away a fan base before the fan base has a chance to see your film. If you feel some type of way in terms of what you've been doing as an actor, actress, or whatever, hey, wait until your movie is out. Then speak your mind. You're done with the series. You're done with the films and whatnot. You want to do other roles? Cool, fine, whatever. But wait until your fucking movie drops before you say shit like that. Simply because what you're saying and how you feel about something does not match up what your career has been. And then at the same time, what you're promoting is not something that needs that type of press added on to it. It's the same thing with Ewan McGregor for Birds of Prey. So many people use the article during his interview talking about patriarchy shit for the Birds of Prey movie. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't understand the fan base because you're an actor. Your job is to just read the script, do the lines, and act. So in terms of getting the fan base that goes to see the movie, you're out of your league. You don't get those people, you know? And it was like, especially comic book fans. Comic book fans are not movie fans. Movie fans are different types of people at all, and comic book fans are different types of people. But the thing is that you're making a comic book character into a movie. That is two different spectrum of fandoms that you need to appease in order to make sure that this shit does well. And the thing is that by saying what you're saying, well, this is in the case of what Hugh McGregor said, you pissed off both. And that chased them all away from going to see your movie. Hey, this is not going to fit what Birds of Prey is actually about. Comic book fans, go away. This is going to be a movie that's going to put the screws to man. Movie fans that are men, go away. And it's like, hey, guess what? The majority of people who actually watch movies are actually men. I wonder if what we said about the movie chased them away. Nah, that's impossible. Well, there's a lot of women who watch movies too. Right. But at the same time, there's a lot of women who are interested in other things as well. And also, if something isn't interesting or entertaining, why the fuck would they look at it? No one likes to be preached to. even women. I don't like, I'm pretty sure I don't want to see, I mean, as a dude, I don't want to see a movie that's heavy-handed in terms of talking about pro-men shit. Why the fuck would I want to see that? That sounds gay. It's like, men better than women and whatnot. I'm like, dude, I still want to see tits. The fuck are you doing? It's like, I want to see a bunch of oily men on screen talking about how big their muscles are. That's stupid. That's dumb.
That's kind of gay.
And what was that? That was that that fucking Pain and Gain movie that Michael Bay made with Mark Wahlberg and The Rock and Anthony Mackie. I didn't watch that movie. Why? Because there's a bunch of dudes talking about lifting weights. I don't fucking care about that. Ew. Based off of Chase Derby, right there, Michael Bay. And it's like, See, normally you have cars and women on it, and I'm just seeing dudes with muscles. I don't like that. It's like, so I didn't look at it. And it was like, it wasn't for me. And so essentially the movie was about something that I didn't cater to or relate to. And so I don't go around lifting weights and nothing like that. I'm pretty sure if that movie came out now, considering that the gym thing is way more popular, that it might do more, but it might have did better. But no. No, like, hey, you did what you did. You came out when you came out. Nobody watched it. Nobody liked it. Michael Bay, explosion. But it's just, it's like how you set up the narrative before the movie even comes out, set a precedent at exactly how people are going to go and enjoy the movie, for that matter. Or at the same token, if people are even going to be interested in the shit in the first fucking place. Now, I'm for damn sure not spending any money in a movie theater to go see Black Widow, because why? It's coming out digitally at like the same time. Duh. Wait, Daniel, does that mean you're going to spend $30 to go see it? I'm not paying a movie theater to go see Black Widow. Duh. So do you have Disney Plus? No, I don't have Disney Plus. So then how are you going to see? I'm not going to the movie theaters to see Black Widow. Duh. Motherfucker. But, you know, and it's like, I still feel that, you know, if this was something worthwhile or even remotely interesting, yeah, I probably would have fit the bill to go see this in theaters. I mean... There's been so many movies where, I mean, hell, I just looked at the fucking the Tomorrow War, and I watched that on a TV at home from Amazon Prime, and I was sitting there, and then after the movie was over with, because I liked it, I was mad, and I was like, I wish I could have seen this in theaters. I wish this came out in theaters. I would have paid money to go see this in theaters, but it didn't. It went online, so I had to watch it at home. It was like, cause it was cheaper. Duh. But you know, there's like, it's weird because, I mean, well, going back to what I was saying about, you know, the people who report on the shit, you know, you got people reporting what Scarlett Johansson said, and they're reporting what the other critics are saying about the movie and whatnot. And it's just doing stuff to deter people from looking at the movies. But I have had this strong sense of giving a fuck what critics have to say when it comes to movies a long fucking time ago, to the point where I don't judge movies based off of fucking critic scores, because those shits have proven time and time again to be bullshit. Yet so many motherfuckers will sit there and talk about shit or bring it up as a viable truth for something where it's like, hey, if it fits the narrative of what I'm talking about, then these scores are valid. But if it doesn't, then they're not valid. And I hate when motherfuckers do that, but they do this shit all the time. You bring up a movie and you go, well, Metacritic gave it this. I don't give a fuck what Metacritic has to say about this movie. What did you think about this movie? Period. Point blank. What did you think about this movie? Give me your opinion. That's all that I need to know. I feel the same way when people are listening to me. You just want my opinion. You don't give a fuck how I stack up a movie towards Rotten Tomatoes or Metacritic. Rotten Tomatoes has spent years shelling out for Disney movies that have been atrocious. Some of the most lackluster and uninspired Marvel movies have gotten high fucking praises from Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes damn near gave the Star Wars sequels fucking hundreds. And those movies are shit. They're terrible movies. I mean, really terrible movies. There's only so much glitz and glamour you can throw on a screen that would make somebody go, yeah, this looks pretty, but what the fuck am I looking at? You know, I don't give a damn how much glitter a little kid throws onto a piece of paper unless they tell you that it's a bunny rabbit. You don't fucking know that it's a bunny rabbit. True story. Had a little cousin. Like, look what I made. And I was like, oh my God. And if you've been in that situation, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, oh my God, that is so precious.
What is it?
It's a bunny rabbit.
Oh, I see now. Okay, these are the ears. Right, right. Okay. It's just the blue glitter was throwing me off because rabbits aren't normally blue. I wanted a blue bunny rabbit. Of course you can. You got a blue bunny rabbit. I don't give a fuck. It's your art. No, don't put that on my fridge. Because I don't want to look at it. It's an ugly ass rabbit. I don't like blue rabbits. Get the fuck out of here. True story. Oh, terrible. But it's living in that world where it's like that's essentially something that kept popping up over and over again. And it still pops up today. You know, motherfuckers sit there and bring up like same shit with like game reviews and whatnot. But it's like just movie scores do the same thing. And it was like, hey, they're botted. Sometimes people just sit there and like shell out to the corporation because critics have said time and time again, if we do not give positive reviews to certain movies, then we are not opted for the job to review certain movies or even get like a critic screening or shit like that, which I believe has ultimately hindered movies for a very long time, when realistically all you need to do is just promote the movie, and then on the day that the movie comes out, Hitman's Wife, Bodyguard, you also promote that the movie is out. Then motherfuckers are allowed to view and see the movie. Don't let them do this shit beforehand. That's fucking stupid. We're long, like the digital age has advanced shit so far to where critics are dime a dozen. So many people on YouTube can do the job that are supposed to be professional critics and criticism of movies. We no longer live in the world where we need Roger and Siskel and Ebert to tell everybody what type of movie gets two thumbs up and two thumbs down. Fuck those guys. You can look at the shit yourself, easy peasy lemon squeezy, or you can find someone who you actually trust to do reviews of movies who share your ideal in terms of movie going experience or how they enjoy a movie. And then you look at them, their job is to go look at these movies. They go do it for free. You can look at their YouTube video, find out if you're going to like it or if you're not going to like it, and then you go on with your fucking life. You do not need to constantly shell out to critics. Critics do nothing. They do nothing, especially the fact that we keep feeding in their ego by allowing them to be a justification behind a lot of shit. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 100 tomatoes. Motherfucker, who gives a shit? No, take the sticker off my DVD case. God damn it, our Blu-ray DVD case. This is 100% on the tomato eater. 100% Rotten Tomato, 100% fresh. I don't give a fuck. And it's like, that does nothing for me. I like this movie because I like this movie. And getting a bunch of people who essentially have spoken out time and time again that sometimes they skew their ratings because, hey, they need to be able to constantly see the shit at the same because no one wants to go to somebody who gives things a bad review. They also shill out to certain companies because they make more movies than other companies. And then sometimes if the overall consensus with everyone is that something is good, then they'll just say that it's good, regardless of how they actually feel about a review. This shit is so fucking corrupt, and it's been corrupt for a very long time, that I'm annoyed at the fact that we're still using it as a viable excuse behind the showcasing of different movies. I don't give a fuck what all the critics have said about this Black Widow movie. Simply because it's an MCU movie. They're all the same. They always have been. They always will be. It's a cookie cutter process when it comes to making these movies. They stopped trying a long time ago, which is why we're getting Shang-Chi, The Eternals, or Immortals. The Eternals? It's The Eternals, right? Yeah, The Eternals. A whack-ass Spider-Man movie that's obviously going to be a whack-ass Spider-Man movie. I mean, the concept of having Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield a part of it, yeah, that's interesting, but that's not going to be the end-all be-all that, like, oh, these movies are now amazing. Like, no, fucking, God, the Spider-Man MCU movies have been the worst set of movies that they have ever created. Fuck. God, I hate them so much. I hate them so much. God, I hate them so much. And it makes it even worse to hate them because Tom Holland is actually a good person. And I fucking hate that even more. And it's like, Tom Holland is actually a good guy, but he's the worst Spider-Man I've ever seen in my entire life. God damn it. Oh, that's mean. That's just, I just don't like it. But, and it's like, I, and so to see all of this bullshit being happening and said about this movie. And it's like, you got the feel like, you know, has it been so long since these people have seen an MCU movie that they've forgotten what they're looking at? Or maybe journalists are starting to grow a spine and they're able to report the actual truth now. Fuck out of here, Daniel. But I'm upset and annoyed at the aspect that, you know, we're not getting an MCU movie after such a long time and the shit is going sideways. So what's up with that? You know? And it was like, this is a long-standing character that people have waited for her to have her own individual movie for a very long time. And it's taken all the way till Marvel went to their phase fucking four to give her her own individual movie. And people having mixed feelings about it. Hell, even the actor starring in the movie is basically talking about the fact that she doesn't like being in a role where she's overly sexualized and whatnot. And it's like, motherfucker, first of all, you're sexy. God damn it, bitch, you're fine. You don't criticize the gifts God given to you. Ah, you pretend that you a hobo for 1 second and go in the middle of the street and cover yourself in garbage and tell a man to come sleep with me. And you think that you just ask the first guy and I bet you'd immediately get a taker. Like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, no matter what. You see yourself, damn girl, you fine. I don't care if you are covered in garbage. No dude can do that. And I was like, just be glad with the gifts God gave you. But at the same time, you know, it's like you're having all this bullshit done. Marvel's on their SJW trip, and you got all this dumb shit coming out with these movies that I just keep constantly preaching in front of people. And then this movie's trailers have seen and showcased, basically, you know, it might be interesting. I'm cool with the notion of Taskmaster. I'm cool with it. I know for a fact that he's not going to be Taskmaster like he should be, but, you know, I can get over it. I got over that real quick. But, you know, whatever. He's not going to be Taskmaster. But, you know, it's going to be interesting regardless. But it's an MCU movie. You know, they're not good. They're not well thought out. They're not really well made. They're cookie cutter movies. And they're following a hype that's fizzling out very quickly because of the people that have been profiting the most off of the hype. How do you fuck that up? I don't know, but they're doing it. And then you have all of these journalists and critics talking about the movie, and they're just giving it so many mixed reviews. And you have so many other people talking and criticizing about those people criticism because the movie hasn't come out yet. And they're just hearing someone mention something. This is positive for women. And it immediately makes all of their listeners go, oh, I don't want to see it then. And then you have other people who like talk about the fact that there's other journalists that are like, this movie just isn't that good. And then they're making their fans not go, oh, I don't want to see it then. And it's just, it's just being weird. Like, it's all getting weird. I don't understand the process anymore. And it's so confusing because at the only thing that you want is basically to shake all these motherfuckers and just go, just wait until the movie comes out and go watch it for yourself. Fuck. Stop reporting on what these assholes are talking about, because what they're talking about doesn't make any sense. What Scarlett Johansson said, yes, that by all means, you should let people know. Yeah, she was in an interview talking about this movie, and then she said this shit about not being sexualized as a character and her wanting roles that have to invoke more from her acting prowess and whatnot. And then it's like, yeah, but you're promoting a movie that's based off of a character that is sexy. She is a spy. She can do the damn thing, and she's fine. No one's ever really criticized you on that. It's not like you've done anything that's been overly sexualized, nor have you done anything that has been like super demeaning as a person. Have you? You know, and it's like, did you feel that way about anything? It's like, I understand you feeling it like, yeah, you don't want to play no sexy character no more. You want to do more acting wise. There's nothing wrong with that. But has this character been something that you would feel is like completely like, no, like, you know, like if you were who you are today and then this character was given to you as a role that you could play, you know, would you turn it down under the guise of like, yeah, I believe that I'm above this as an actress. Fine. You know, that's totally fine. But don't disregard where you came from. You know, don't cast shade on this shit. You know, it's like Jessica Alba talking bad about playing the stripper chick from the Sin City movie. You did the damn thing. That was the character. You did it. I mean, don't sit there and criticize that character now because you rose above it. Like, no, like humble beginnings. Like, nah, I played that character. I played the hell out of that character. Guess what? And I can play another one. God damn it. Give me another judge or something. I can play Judge Judy in her real life movie or some shit. Give me something else, damn it. Like, you know, just be like, I'm hungry. I want more roles. I want better acting roles, damn it. And I was like, just do some shit like that. Fantastic. Self-promotion. Amazing. That's how you roll with that. But you don't criticize and demean other things that you've done by making it seem like, nah, you know, I probably wouldn't. You would just be like, hey, I wouldn't do those movies anymore because, hey, you know, give it to the younger people. Or I want to do more with my acting prowess. There have been plenty of actors and actresses who have said this shit, and it made 100% sense. Like, hey, yeah, you know what? Getting older, doing more acting-wise, I want to do more. You know, and it's like, yeah, I've done the sexy chick role. I want to do a different role. Cool. You know, I mean, Jackie Chan stopped wanting to do martial art films because he don't want to be known as an actor. He doesn't want to be known as the martial arts actor. He wants to be known as an actor who can do martial arts. Fan-fucking-tastic. It's not something you can criticize or talk down about. And it's like, yo, Jackie Chan has done enough martial art movies for forever. You know, the man has done so many goddamn films, and that's fan-fucking-tastic. So there's absolutely no reason whatsoever for anyone to criticize the aspect of him being like, I don't want to do martial art films the rest of my life. I want to do other shit. Fine, Jackie. You can do that. But he's not going, yeah, but these fighting films are just way too violent. Why the fuck would anyone want to do that? And it's like, no, 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 no. Don't do that. Do not do that. So that is something that I felt wholeheartedly was like, yeah, that's something that people need to talk about. But the shit that's going on with the critics for this movie is getting weird and it's getting out of hand. By all means, criticize and talk about the shit that's popping up that you're seeing. The dumb shit that we're seeing in the Loki series, the dumb shit that's popping up in the Eternals movies and whatnot, all of this dumb shit that's coming up within the MCU and the comics and what they're showcasing and all this stuff that's bleeding into the movies that is doing nothing but slowly just, not slowly, but just stabbing itself in the heart because Kevin Feige has no idea what the fuck he's doing in terms of the longevity of the superhero franchise or the superhero craze. And boy, is it fizzling out like crazy. This shit is fizzling out like a sparkler. And it's so goddamn sad. But I just really want this shit to stop because it's so confusing in terms of going into even wanting to enjoy this movie. Because basically, you're kind of pulled all over the place in terms of an ideal that a movie is supposed to represent. Rather than just look at the movie and then pick up what the fuck it was trying to say in the first place. Hey, did you know this movie underlying theme was about communism? How the fuck was I supposed to know that? I just watched this movie. I didn't get that at all. Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, really? That's crazy. Yeah, well, this represents that and that represents that and that. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's crazy. You know, it's like that, was it that movie, the song John Legend made that was about communism? And like no one picked it up. And I was like, a lot of people just didn't get it. They thought it was just a beautiful song, but it's like this motherfucker made basically a manifesto about communism and like no one got it. And it's like, that's the type of shit that you're dealing with movies now. But essentially before the movie even comes out, people are telling you that this shit is dealing with communism. That's the type of bullshit that we're dealing with. And it's like, I haven't even heard the song, so I don't even know what you're talking about. And it's just berating you and screaming at you that, no, it's following this ideal, and I hate it, and it stinks. Don't listen. Don't do it. Don't indulge in it. Don't like it. Don't watch it. Don't nothing. And it's like, well, you've seen it. I haven't. How about I seen it, and then I make my own fucking judgment? No. And that's just what we're dealing with right now. It's crazy, but it's happening. So, I mean, best of luck for the Black Widow movie. I feel bad that it didn't come out the way how it should have. It should have definitely came out way before Captain Marvel in order to do, like, to show the praise that the character Black Widow needed for being such a long, stout, standing member within the MCU. I mean, Black Panther showed up in one movie before his own movie. And he was basically almost the bad guy in that movie. And he got a movie before Black Widow. And Black Widow has been around since the first fucking Avengers movie. You know? It's sad. But these are the breaks. I mean, they're going to kill off Hawkeye in his movie so his daughter can take over. And that shit has been set up since the very beginning of Endgame, where it was showing him train his daughter how to shoot a bow and arrow. But the rest of his kids was like with his mom and whatnot. And I was like, I know where this is going. And I was like, so yeah, you're going to deal with that. And he's probably just going to be depressed that Black Widow's gone, and that's going to be like the majority of his movie before he passed on the reins to his daughter. Because, I mean, they set up his whole family aspect of his character since the second Avengers movie, and we all know where MCU is going in terms of how they deal with their female characters. So, I mean, they're sucking the proverbial dick of the female characters. Pardon my French, but they're sucking the proverbial dick of the female characters. So, I really wish the Black Widow movie would have came out beforehand, just to be a wonderful representation for her character and everything that she had going on for her. It would have been nice if that was the case. And I'm just upset at the mixed reviews that this movie is getting before it even gets its fair shot, where ultimately I believe the major criticism that this movie should have, and truthfully, the true criticism that rings out in front of Disney, is that this movie is a movie that came out too little too late in terms of being advantageous towards the character of Black Widow. And it was possibly one of the biggest faux pas Disney has ever showcased in their giant quest to be so forthcoming for positive female figures, and treating one of the most positive female figures that they've brought into the movie screen in one of the shittiest ways possible. So with that, I'm going to end it there, guys. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I have been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, I hope you have fun. Also, don't forget the clickety the lingety at the bottom of me to see my other thingities. You're going to end a pro-feminist podcast with some dick jokes? This was a pro-feminist podcast? he exclaimed with great relish.